Things we use a lot are, timers, or just giving people a heads up of what's going to happen next. So, hey, in 5 minutes, we're going to transition to this next activity, or in 5 minutes, we're leaving the house. In 10 minutes, we're going to put our shoes on. Mm-hmm. Simple things that we can change, and it works for every person. Front loading. We talk a lot about front loading. So letting people know what to expect so there's not surprises. So today we talked a lot about finding a video quickly on YouTube just to let somebody know, like, hey, we're going to a wedding this weekend. This might be what this looks like for you. Those are big things that can really help minimize some behaviors for kids and adults.
And giving choices.
Giving choices is huge. Making sure that people know they have a choice. When I first started into the field, it was with people who were being pulled out of institutionalized settings. Because when you were younger and you had a different type of disability or neurodiversity, you were automatically put into an institution. And I'm dating myself a little bit, but when I worked with these individuals, it was so sad. And oftentimes there would, when we would see somebody with a big behavior, it was because they had never been given a choice in their life. Right? Like, so when I worked with a lady who lived independently, and whenever she felt a fear of maybe having to go back to institutionalized care and leave her own apartment, it was a big behavior. And so, rightfully so, right? She had lived experiences that were awful and terrible and traumatic. So giving her a choice of how do you want your day to run? You know, so many times the individuals we serve, and even our kids, our neurotypical kids, their days are so scheduled out, right? Like, 8 o'clock you go to school, then you do math, then you do this, and it's very much scheduled. But maybe just changing that and saying, hey, how do you want your day to go? Mm-hmm. What does this look like? Do you want to have your snack before you do recess, or do you want to do that afterwards? Simple things we can tweak even as families, community members, that kind of stuff. We talked about in the workplace, how do we do that where, maybe if somebody's working in the restaurant, maybe it's, do you want to do the salt, peppers, and shakers and all that kind of stuff before you wipe the tables? Some things we don't have a choice on, right? But the things that we can give choices on, why not? Mm-hmm.